ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 47 हिरण्यकश्यपुश चापि भगवान् निंदया तमा विविक्षु अत्यगात् सूनो प्रह्लादस्यानुभावता हिरण्यकशिपुश्चापि भगवान् निंदया तमा विविक्षुर अत्यगात सूनो प्रह्लादस्यानुभावता हिरण्यकशिपुश्चापि भगवान् निंदया तमा विविक्षुर अत्यगात सूनो प्रह्लादस्यानुभावता हिरण्यकशिपुश्चापि भगवान् निंदयातमा विभिक्षुरत्यगात् सूनो प्रह्लादस्यानुभावता Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, cha, also, api, again, bhagavat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nindaya, by blaspheming, tamaha, in the darkest region of hellish life, Vivikshu entered, Atyagat was delivered, Suno of his son, Praladhasya of Maharaj Prahlad, Anubhavata by the influence of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, who by dint of his sinful activities always defied the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered into the darkest region of hellish life, but by the grace of his great son, Prahlad Maharaj, He also was delivered and went back to home, back to Godhead. Purport. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction by Nrisimhadev, due to his great devotion and tolerance, he refused to accept any benediction from the Lord, thinking that such acceptance was not befitting a sincere devotee. The rendering of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in expectation of a good reward is deprecated by Prahlad Maharaj as mercantile business. Because Prahlad Maharaj was a Vaishnava, he did not ask a benediction for his personal self, but was very affectionate toward his father. Although his father tortured him and would have killed him, had he himself not been killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj begged pardon for him from the Lord. This favor was immediately granted by the Lord, and Hiranyakashipu was delivered from the darkest region of hellish life, and he returned back home, back to Godhead, by the grace of his son. Prahlad Maharaj is the topmost example of a Vaishnava who is always compassionate towards sinful persons suffering a hellish life within this material world. Krishna is therefore known as Para Dukkha Dukhi, Kripam Buddhi, or one who is compassionate towards others suffering and who is an ocean of mercy. Like Prahlad Maharaj, all pure devotees of the Lord come to this material world with full compassion to deliver the sinful. They undergo all kinds of tribulations, suffering them with tolerance, because that is another qualification of a Vaishnava who tries to deliver all sinful persons from the hellish conditions of a material existence. Vaishnavas are therefore offered the following prayer. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. The chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. Om jnanatimarandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupak padamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yatapadakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatam vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivasha Kanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshvare Pritabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nama om vishnu badaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavari paschatyadishatarine jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Raghudhadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukum Roti Vachalam Kungam Langayate Girim Yakripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hiranyakashipushchapi bhagavan nindayatama vivikshur atyagat suno praladasyanu bhavata. Translation, please repeat. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, who by dint of his sinful activities always defied the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered into the darkest region of hellish life. But by the grace of his great son, Prahlad Maharaj, he was also delivered and went back home, back to Godhead. So before beginning, I'd like to speak a little bit about Sri Bhugarava Goswami and Sri Kashishwar Pandit Goswami. Today is their disappearance day. So it is fitting to remember great Vaishnavas. This verse is explaining about how to relate to great Vaishnavas. So I'd like to read a little something about them so that we understand something about their activities today. It's nice to meditate on the disappearance or appearance day of great Vaishnavas, their activities. Okay. Sri Bhugarbha Goswami. He was a disciple of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Sri Bhugarbha Goswami shared an intimate friendship with Lokanath Goswami. Inspired by Lord Chaitanya, they were the first and most senior devotees to settle in Vrindavan. So they were sent to first go and uncover the holy places, Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami. Before Rupa and Sanatan went, they were sent. Unlike the aggressive approach of modern scientists to discover the unknown, Bhugarbha and Lokanath Goswamis found Sri Krishna's pastime forests by the humble method of surrender. This is Vaishnava science. They simply wandered around Vrindavan, calling out the names of her 12 forests. Bandiravam, Kamyavam, Mahavam, Talavam. And Srimati Vrindadevi, the maintainer of the forest and an expansion of Krishna's pastime potency, revealed the exact location of each and every forest. This is Vaishnava science. It is told that to avoid material distractions, Bhugarbha would perform his bhajan underground. So he received the name Bhugarbha. Bhu means earth. Garbha means cave, womb or hidden place. So he would mostly, so people would not bother him, he would chant in the cave. He is Prema Manjari or Bhadra Rekika in Radha Gopi Nasnitya Nikunja Leela. His samadhi stands near Sri Rupa Goswami in the Radhadar temple courtyard. That's Bhugarbha Goswami. I'll explain a little more about him. Bhaktisiddhanta explains a little bit more about him, which is nice. Sri Kashishwar Pandit, Sri Ishwarapuri sent his disciples, Govinda and Kashishwar Pandit, to Jagannath Puri to humbly serve Lord Chaitanya. So Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda were god-brothers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very reluctant to accept them, their service, because one should not accept service from his god-brother. So he didn't want to do it, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because they were sent under the order of Ishwarapuri, his spiritual master, he had to accept. So he reluctantly accepted, but he accepted their service, his service. named Kalavati and Shashi Rekha and Brajalila, Govinda and Kashishwar, bring Jamuna water to Lord Sri Krishna in their paternal pastime. Kashishwar Pandit, who was strong and powerfully built, used to walk before Lord Chaitanya, keeping the crowds from touching him. And after kirtan, he would serve prasadam to all the devotees. So he was, a bodyguard of Lord Chaitanya. He was very big, and people would keep the crowd. We see this sometimes also. Prabhupada also, he had his bigger devotees, they would like this. Sri Gaurasundar asked Kashishwar to move to Vrindavan for worshipping Sri Rupa Goswami's deity of Govinda. So here he is associating with the Lord, he's his bodyguard. Lord Chaitanya says, go to Vrindavan, help Rupa Goswami worship Govindaji, please. And Kashishwar, of course, his reaction was, I can't do that. How can I leave Lord Chaitanya's association? I can't do it. Impossible. So what to do? How could he have Lord Chaitanya's association and at the same time fulfill his order? So this was he said, my heart was split. This was a dilemma, what to do. So what did Lord Chaitanya do? He gave him a deity of himself. And it is said that this deity is so perfectly formed, it exactly resembles Lord Chaitanya. That deity's name is Gaur Govinda, by the way. It's a golden form of Krishna, holding a flute. So then Kashishwar, he'd accepted to go to Vrindavan because he had Lord Chaitanya in the form of this deity, Gaur Govinda. For those who do deity worship, this is a very important point. Lord Chaitanya is in his deity. Sri Sadhana Deepika says, I worship Sri Kashishwar Pandit, whose power of love and devotion brought Sri Chaitanya to Western India as a deity. Today, the original deities of Gaur Govinda and Govindaji are lovingly worshipped by thousands of devotees in Jaipur. Yes, Jaipur. So you can go and see Jaipur, Rajasthan. You can see this deity. And Kashishwar Pandit is in the 64 Samadhi areas in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada in Adi Lila 866. Translation, Govinda Gosai, the priest engaged in the service of Lord Govinda in Vrindavan, was a disciple of Kashishwar Gosaini. There was no servant more dear to the Govinda deity. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Kashishwar Gosain was one of the contemporaries of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. Also known as Kashishwar Pandit, for those of you who think there were two people different, he was a disciple of Ishwara Puri and son of Vasudev Bhattacharya, who belonged to the dynasty of Kanjilala Kanu. His surname was Chaudhary. His nephew, his sister's son, who was named Rudra Pandit, was the original priest of Balavapur, which is situated about 1 mile from the Sri Rampur railway station in the village of Chatra. So this is Srila Prabhupada telling you all this because he went to these places. And he's telling you this because he's been there. Installed there are the deities of Radha Govinda and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kashishwar Gosaini was a very strong man, and therefore when Lord Chaitanya visited the temple of Jagannath, he used to protect the Lord from crowds. Another of his duties was to distribute prasadam to the devotees after kirtan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited this temple at Balabapur. At that time, the person in charge was a Shaivite, Sri Shiva Chandra Chaudhary, who was a descendant of Kashishwar Gosaini's brother. In Balabapur, there was a permanent arrangement to cook 9 kilos of rice, vegetables, and other foodstuffs daily. And near the village, there was sufficient land which belonged to the deity on which this rice was grown. Unfortunately, the descendants of Kashishwar Gosain's brother have sold a major portion of this land, and therefore the deity worship has now been hampered. So anyone, I don't know if we're doing something about that. Prabhupada wanted us to help revive these places. Another point about Venukoop. Does anyone know what Venukoop is? Venu is the flute. Okay. So this is a place where it's like a fountain with a flute. It's made by the Krishna's flute. In Dwarpa Yuga, Sri Krishna enacted a wonderful pastime. Here, the Padma Purana says that once when Krishna was playing on the banks of the Jamuna, at Jamuna Pulina, one of the gopis became thirsty. Gopas. Wandering over here, Krishna dug a well with his flute and served crystal clear, cool, sweet water to his beloved cowherd boyfriend. This place became a pilgrimage site known as Venukoop, the well dug by a flute. The Bengali edition of Bhakti Mala says that Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit Goswami, and Shubhudi Roy did bhajan at that place. Many Gaudiya Vaishnavas would come here to associate with these Nitya Parikaras, intimate eternal associates of Lord Gaurachandra. They would chant Harinam and discuss the nectarian pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. There are samadhis at that place for these three great Mahabhagavats. Bhaktamala says that the samadhis of Sri Kashishwar Pandit Goswami and Sri Subhudi Roy are original and contain their complete bodies. Because there are sometimes there's a Pushpa Samadhi, there's a Nama Samadhi, Pushpa Samadhi, and the original samadhi. These are original samadhis where they actually are, their transcendental bodies were laid. Sri Jiva Goswami himself, who was managing this area on behalf of the Radha Govindaji temple, established the supreme significance of this area by making a samadhi for Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami there. He did this by bringing some of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's ashes from Radhakund, where his second samadhi stands. Venukoop, now part of Rangaji's gardens, stands in the northeastern corner of the 64 samadhis area, just beyond the boundary wall. Venukoop contains supremely sanctified water called Amrita Jal, nectar water. On special occasions such as Krishna Janmastami, the pujaris bathe Govindaji with this water. Local Brajvasis purify their newborn sons with a splash of this Amrita Jal. Can we go to this temple? Or we can go to this place? I don't know. And lastly, here, there was a nice pastime when Janava Mata, who is the wife of Lord Nityananda, visited this place where their samadhis are, Kashishwar Pandit. After seeing Vrindavan and before entering to Navadvip, Sri Janava Mata bid farewell to all the Brajavasi Vaishnavas. Then she visited all the major temples, Govindaji, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Vinod, Radha Damodar, and Radha Raman. Also, she offered prayers to Gopishwar Mahadev, Lord Shiva, and Srimati Vrindadevi. When Ma Janavi Devi saw the four samadhis of Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit, Sri Sanatan Goswami, and Sri Rupa Goswami, her heart broke.
And she cried. A Ganges river of tears.
So, this is the nature of these great devotees. They were such dear servants of Lord Chaitanya. Also, here Prahlad Maharaj is described, who was very forgiving, although his father was a great demon. He forgave him. So, this is the nature of Vaishnavas. We forgive. This divine nature of forgiveness is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. In the chapter about divine and demoniac natures, Krishna explains that great souls who are divine personalities have this characteristics of forgiveness. Who else asks for forgiveness? What are some examples of forgiveness? Arjuna asked forgiveness. To who? To Krishna. Why did he ask forgiveness? Does anyone remember? Kshamaye, I thought you were my I treated you as my friend. Please forgive me. Kshama. Forgiveness. Sometimes in the history of the Krishna consciousness movement, sometimes Srila Prabhupada's disciples would do things in not a very proper way sometimes. It was like falling down. And inevitably his divine grace would forgive them and would encourage them to rectify themselves and come back to Krishna consciousness. So he would say, what's done is done. Forget about it. So he was very merciful. The God brothers sometimes weren't so merciful, but Prabhupada was very merciful to his disciples. You know? So he was showing his own mercy. Even though some God brothers would cause so much problems, still he would give them his mercy. So Prahlad Maharaj is very merciful. Hiranyakashipu, who is in this verse glorified because all of you nice devotees of Krishna are chanting his name. And you chant his name every day. Hiranyakashipu. So he has become very glorious by the influence Prahladasya Anubhavata Anubhavata, the influence of his devotee son, Prahlad Maharaj. He has used his influence. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that the Supreme Lord, who can give any benediction to anyone, offered a benediction to him, whatever you want, ask me anything you want. Prahlad Maharaj took it as, no, I can't. I'm a devotee, how can I ask you anything? I'm here to serve you. Please, ask me something. All right. Help my father. He's the greatest demon. He's the greatest demon. Help him. So there's some hope for us. If the greatest demon is saved by Prahlad Maharaj, by our prayers to Prahlad, by our prayers to Srila Prabhupada, maybe we can also receive some mercy this way. In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, in relation to Jagai Madhai, when they had offended the Lord extended his mercy and asked for forgiveness, that they be forgiven. Lord Chaitanya did not want to forgive them initially, but because of the influence of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he forgave them and gave them his mercy. Jagai and Madhai were very, very bad. They would, Jayapataka Maharaj explains some pastime
of theirs, many pastimes, but we hear how they were assassins and this and that. He was explaining how there was a... Sometimes you see in India an old, blind grandfather, old man. He's being led by his small granddaughter. You see this sometimes. If she helps, he's helping. So they would stay their ambush place where the ghats, they would stay near the ghats, always intoxicated, and they would wait for different people to come, and they would do so many things against them. So this old man and his little daughter came, and they beat the man to death, and they raped the little girl, 11 years old, something like that. Just to, so you know how bad to the bone, as we say, these Jagai and Madai were, you know. And this is important to know, because sometimes we say, well, they weren't so bad or something. They didn't kill Vaishnavas. They killed Brahmins. We talk about Brahmin culture. They killed Brahmanas. And somehow or other, they received the mercy and forgiveness of the Lord. And there's a pastime of, Lord Chaitanya asked for all their sinful reactions to take all their sin up to that point. They said, no, yes, don't take, too much. No, no. But he still received. So the forgiveness is there. Who did not forgive Madhai? Who didn't forgive him? Anybody know? Who didn't forgive Madhai? Himself. Madhai didn't forgive himself. So forgiveness is there for others, but we should not forgive ourselves. We should be very...